You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Which Amazon Echo should you buy? By Jeffrey Van Camp. Amazon's popular Echo family of devices keeps growing. From the first can-shaped Echo to the big-screen Echo Show and even the cute Echo Dot, you can get Alexa into your home any number of ways. These Echo products can answer your questions, help you order essentials for your home, play all sorts of audio content, and even function as the control hub for your burgeoning smart home. These are our favorite Amazon Echoes for every home and every budget. Best overall, Amazon Echo Plus. The Echo Plus is the best sounding Echo. Like the cheaper second generation Echo, it has a tweeter and subwoofer, but it sounds impressive enough to justify its $50 premium. It's also the best version to buy if you own smart home devices, thanks to Zigbee support. Zigbee allows it to directly connect with products in your home that use that standard form of mesh networking, a network created by daisy-chaining devices together. Buy the Echo Plus from Amazon for $150. At $150, it's cheaper than most other Alexa speakers, and can make audio calls, which is a useful skill most third-party Alexa devices don't have. If music and audio quality are your jam, the Sonos One is the speaker to own, but the Echo Plus blends price and features very well. It usually comes with a Philips Hue smart light, too, which is a fun bonus. Best Echo with a screen. Amazon Echo Show. The Echo Show is a blocky chunk of a device to look at. It's a single 8-inch screen, angled slightly upward, with a speaker grille below it. It looks like it's designed to sit in a kitchen, but it's completely black and is poorly shaped to wedge into corners or tight spaces. But living with it, I quickly began to understand the appeal. When you ask it for the weather, it tells you, but it also shows you. Alexa's daily news briefing now has video with it, giving you a quick visual dose of what's going on in the world. You can video call with other Echo shows or even watch Amazon Prime videos on it. Lyrics for songs on Amazon Music scroll as they play. Amazon hasn't tapped the full potential of the show yet, but it has a bright future. Buy the Echo Show from Amazon for $229. The sound quality is also higher than most any other Echo, except for the Echo Plus. That includes the Echo Spot, which we gave a 6 out of 10 when we tried it, which is an alarm clocky looking Echo with a tiny round screen. Best Echo for voice only. Amazon Echo Dot. If you want an Alexa speaker, but don't plan on rocking out with it, the Echo Dot is for you. It's a hockey puck-shaped little speaker that puts out decent spoken audio, but not much else. It's ideal if you want to double down and add Alexa access in more rooms of your home, or add voice control to your smart home gadgets. Buy the Echo Dot from Amazon for $49. It can also smarten up some older speaker systems and, oddly enough, some new speakers are beginning to ship with cutouts specifically made so you can insert an Echo Dot right in them. It's weird, but it proves that this $50 is a great value and worth considering. Other Alexa speakers worth considering. This article is all about recommending the best Amazon Echo speakers, but the best way to use Alexa isn't with an Amazon device at all. Below are three speakers that we like more than the Echo Plus, Spot, Dot, Tap, or Show, though you won't find a screen on any of them. Find more recommendations here. Sonos One for Supreme Sound. The Sonos One is the Wired Gear team's favorite smart speaker and favorite multi-room speaker. We gave it 8 out of 10 and our Wired Recommends seal of approval. If you're going to buy one or two speakers for your home, the One is a smart bet thanks to its Wi-Fi networking that lets you string any Sonos speakers together and robust support for nearly every music and audio app you can imagine. It will also get Google Assistant in an update later this year if you want to try out Alexa's biggest rival assistant. It's available for $199 on Amazon. Ultimate Ears Blast and Mega Blast for portability. The UE Mega Blast, 8 out of 10 Wired recommends, is the best-sounding portable smart speaker we've tested with the longest-lasting battery. Did I mention that it's waterproof? Just like UE's smaller Blast speaker, which is fantastic as well. Be sure to buy the optional charging stand. You won't regret it. It's available for $230 on Amazon. Harman Kardon Allure for Bass. If you're all about that bass, consider the Allure. It only earned a 7 out of 10, a respectable score. It has a huge downward-firing subwoofer that will shake up any party and has Bluetooth support if you get tired of barking orders at it. It's $250 on Amazon. What's wired and tired about all Echo speakers? Here is the good and bad of Amazon's own Alexa speakers, summed up. Wired. Amazon's own Echo speakers are the easiest Alexa speakers to set up. You just download the Alexa app and you're good to go. They also have some exclusive features like screens, audio/video calling, and Zigbee smart home support, which other Alexa speakers don't have. Amazon's dedication to low prices also makes them quite affordable. Tired. They just don't sound great, and in our experience, Alexa is not as useful as Google's Assistant. The Echo Show is the only Amazon-made speaker we recommend in our list of the best smart speakers. Echo speakers have good qualities, but they just don't sound as good as they should. Audio quality matters to us. Is now a good time to buy? Yes. The latest round of Echoes came out beginning September 2017, which means we won't see an upgrade for the standard Echoes until at least then, but likely later. Amazon doesn't stick to a strict yearly update cycle, and even if your Echo is replaced, it will likely retain its functionality for many years. Amazon is still updating original 2015 Echoes with new Alexa features. Because competition is heating up with Google and its growing fleet of smart speakers, you can expect Amazon to introduce at least a couple new Echo models or refreshes this year. But even if they do, there's a good chance your speaker will still look very current. I advise against buying a refurbished first-generation Echo speaker. Buy one of the second-generation Echo or Echo Dots to get significantly better experience. The mild savings doesn't justify having an older model that may not get supported as long. Take it from us. Spend the extra $30 or so and get the latest and greatest.